house.
There's glyphosate being applied pre-harvest on the cereal grains. Syngenta District Manager Mark Rinke says if we get some sun, we'll see combines running in a few days.
There's a lot of good potential out there, some excited growers. Cereals aren't in the bin, row crops aren't in the bin, beets aren't in the pile, potatoes are not in storage, but you get to the first part of August and you see this kind of potential, it's good. I think there's a lot of people that are happy with the way things have gone so far.
Rinke tells farmers to watch the fields and acres going through with the combine and the lifter.
Watch these weed pressures. Watch where your herbicides have been successful versus where you've had breaks, because that can help you plan now this fall and winter as you look into managing tolerant or resistant weeds, possibly using different active ingredients, rotating active ingredients to stay ahead of the movement of some of these resistant populations of water hemp and kochia, red rip pigweed. Ragweed is a problem as you go south and east of the Red River Valley, but it's also a problem we worry about moving north and west, just like water hemp.
Harvest Hotline's brought to you by U.S. Custom Harvesters Incorporated, the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, and the North Dakota Mill.